Amen. We decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us even now. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take over us right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationship take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let the word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our going and our coming. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives on this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making, money-creative ideas happening even now on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind on this day. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and open opportunities for your people even now. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing that we have not room yet to receive it. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. Prophetess, Darlene, let's open up the lines and speak in our heavenly language.
Thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Bless mommy and daddy and the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you that we have prophecology and this weekend to just praise you and be with you, God. We thank you for putting the clothes on our bodies and giving us food and everything that you gave us. And this thank you, Lord, for providing for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you for this prophecology, God, that all the prophets can gather and deliver your word and receive your word, God. God, I thank you for Prophet Daniel Amoteng and Prophet Samson Amoteng, God. I thank you that you speak through them and you move through them, God. God, I thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, God. I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, God, for if it wasn't for her, we all would not be here as of right now, God. God, I thank you for all of our parents, God. I thank you for all of the fledglings, God. God, I thank you for everyone that could make it, and I thank you for everyone that could not make it, God. And God, I just ask all these things in your name. I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Truly, I tell you, Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew 18:18-19. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, I lift up each and every praise unto you, Lord. I lift up each and every person on our prayer list, and I thank you in advance for the things that you are doing in each and every person's life. I thank you for the turnaround. I thank you for the increase. I thank you for the health and divine wealth. Lord, I thank you for the gathering that is taking place even now at the Prophecology, and I thank you for the birthing of the latter rain. Lord, I thank you for brand new experiences. I thank you for the elevation that is taking place right now. Lord, I thank you for covering, watching, protecting our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord, and I thank you for what's going to take place even moving forward and through the rest of the year and the years to come. Lord, I thank you for the unity. I thank you for the love that is being shared. I thank you for exploration, the season of exploration. And I thank you for abundance and plentiful as well. Lord, I thank you for right divine connections and newfound relationships, and even those relationships that are being restored even now. Lord, I thank you for the fledglings that are on the phone. And I thank you for the praises that do continue to go up for you and the blessings that continually come down. Lord, I thank you that we have the authority to come boldly before you, before your throne, and make these requests known. And I thank you for granting us the desires of our heart. Lord, I thank you for imagination and what is taking place. I thank you for creation as well. Thank you, Lord, for creating us. And thank you for creating us in your image and your likeness, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to open up our mouth and speak the truth. And not only speak the truth, but live the truth. For it is by the truth that we shall be set free. And Lord, I thank you for continuity. Lord, I thank you for the strength to endure. I thank you for your perseverance. And I thank you for your grace and mercy as well. And Lord, I thank you for shutting up the very mouths of those who may try to come against us. For we know and believe that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I thank you, Lord, for prevailing in our lives. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray as we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, it's once more in the name of Jesus that we humbly come before you, O Heavenly Father, giving all that we're able to give. That's simply thanks and praises to your name. O Heavenly Father, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up right now in your precious and holy name. Father, we thank you for the leadership, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you for Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. We thank you for the prophets, O Heavenly Father, Daniel and Samson, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for clear, concise words and instruction, O Heavenly Father. Right now in this season, Father, we thank you for the new move that's happening among us, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for those both near and far. We thank you for every heart, every mind, every soul, and everybody that's attached to us for good, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for protection. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for instruction. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, because you are God and you are God all by yourself. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for choosing and using us, O Heavenly Father, to uplift your kingdom, O Heavenly Father. We take nothing for granted, dear Lord, but in all things, through our prayer and supplication, we're making our request known, O Heavenly Father. Whatever, anything that tries to come against us, anything that's unclear or unsanctioned by you, O Heavenly Father, we humbly request that you move on it and strike it down right now in the name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father, that we may live our lives victorious, live our, walk out our experience in this earth in power and authority, because this is what you have given us. And for that, we say thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, because we've seen another day, and we can testify of your goodness, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your truth, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for being you. Right now, O Heavenly Father, any unfulfilled request, any shortcoming, any lack, limitation, or want, O Heavenly Father, we cast it aside right now, O Heavenly Father, and we begin to walk in boldness. We begin to walk in prosperity. And for that, we say thank you, O Heavenly Father. We know, O Heavenly Father, that in our flesh lies no good thing, but Heavenly Father, but through you, we can do all things. And through you, we have our righteousness, O Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. And most of all, Father, we thank you for your precious blood that you shed out on Calvary's hill for the pardoning of our sins. And this is your servant's prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart said amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet Noah.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for traveling mercy, Father God. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for letting us come to Prophecology and have a great, great time at Prophecology. I thank you for letting us wake up, Father God, to praise you, Father God. I thank you for letting Prophet Daniel and every prophet that was in the house today, Father God. I thank you for everything that you've done for us, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany. Next prophet, Prophetess Bethany.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for all things being in divine order, God. We give your name the praise on this day. You are a merciful God, but you are a God of grace, Father God. We thank you for salvation, for giving us of those things that are not of you, Father God. We cancel them out even if we don't know these things, God. We thank you for everyone that is listed, that is here, connected with this prayer line, standing in proxy for family and friends, Father God, relationships, Father God, those in prison system, Father God. We thank you for, we're believing restoration, deliverance, and freedom in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We thank you for covering our elderly, our mothers, Father God, the mothers of the church who hold us up in prayer, God. We thank you for them, the deacons in the church, Father God, and the elders in the church, Father God. We thank you for them. We thank you for the wisdom of the word that is brought through the mouths of the prophet, Father God, so that we're able to walk this journey, Father God. We thank you for our assignment on this day, Father God. We thank you for everybody whose name has been on that prayer list, God, this week and this month, Father God, continuing to hold up my stepfather, Ronald Blake, Father God. Thank you for giving me peace in the nighttime, Father God, concerning him. For we cancel out cancer in the name of Jesus. We cancel out addiction in the name of Jesus. Marcus Fugate, we hold you up in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you the praise for everyone. We cancel out oppression and depression in the minds of your people, Father God. We're holding up the school systems, Father God. Touch the teachers and the students, Father God. We rebuke Satan in these systems, Father God. And we stand in this space, Father God. The governmental system, God, we're trusting you to do a turnaround in that mindset over there, God. And we thank you for Prophecology and all the prophets coming near and far to receive what thus saith the Lord so that their journeys can be of wisdom, God. We thank you for direction, God, for we need direction. We can't do nothing without you. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And we thank you, God, for this. God, you said when a man's ways, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And we thank you, Father God, for our enemies are at peace with us. We bless your name and we hold up the lost and the lonely. Hold up our families, Father God, our ancestors, Father God. We bless your name for them, for holding us up, Father God. The ministries, thank you, God, for the healing power. Thank you for miracles that have gone forth and miracles to come. We receive it. We receive miracles, Father God. We receive turnaround, Father God. We receive new network, Father God. Thank you for traveling mercies, Father God. You're an awesome God in our lives, and we continue to praise your name, Father God. All that we have, God, we give it to you. We surrender our lives to you, God, constantly, Father God. We are your vessels, Father God. We raise our hands up, Father God. We walk in direction. We thank you for the blood that covers us and gives us strength from day to day. Thank you for the music that goes through the prophets, Father God, that the people will be blessed on this week, God. We continue to give your name always the honor and the glory. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany. Amen. Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. For we thank you, Father God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for peace, for great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall cause them to stumble. Nothing shall cause us to falter. Nothing shall hinder us in this season. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night. And we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. Ah, yeah. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season. And also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. For we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. Lord, you're our fortress. Lord, you're our God. In you we trust. And we shall not be afraid of the arrow that flies by night, or the noisome pestilence that flies by noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand. But it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we see and behold the reward of the wicked. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. God, we pull down the high thing of sickness, the high thing of disease, the high thing of mental illness, the high thing of every generational curse, the high thing of unemployment, the high thing of cancer, the high thing of addiction, Lord Garesha, the high thing of divorce and separation, the high thing of strife and debate, the high thing of wicked government influences, the high thing of corruption in ministry. We pull it down into the Oshataya in the name of Jesus. We pull down every witch and warlock, for you say you will not suffer a witch to live. Oh, Rabba Shande. And we reverse every curse and we send it back to the sender. 1,000-fold return. God, we strengthen the hands of our leaders, our Archbishop,
Pastor Providence Deborah Jordan. We strengthen them and we cover them with your blood. We cover them with a wall of fire. We cover our first family. Divine protection for each and every one. Divine protection for Providence Naomi. Strengthen our wound. Strengthen our body. Isha, in the name of Jesus. Anoint that son in her womb, God, Isha, let him come forth with a word of the Lord in his mouth. In the name of Jesus, we bless our fledglings. We command the anointing upon them. We command a spirit of prayer upon them. We command, Lord God, an obedient spirit upon them. We command a consecration upon them. We command every dormant gift to be stirred within them. We command the zeal of God to consume them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the conference. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing that's resting in this place, in this atmosphere. We thank you for Prophet Daniel and Prophet Samson. We speak strength into them. Lord God, return the virtue that they've given out. Strength from your sanctuary. Strength from on high. We pray for everyone on this call. We lift up every need. We lift up every family member. We lift up, Lord God, the bloodline that's represented on these calls. We cancel every work of darkness. We cancel every hindrance. We cancel, Lord God, every generational curse. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus on everyone on this call. Divine protection, oh God, as we strengthen our leaders, you strengthen us. As we cover our leaders, you cover us. As we bless our leaders, you bless us. Bless the works of our hands, we pray. Bless God. As we submit our tithing, as we submit our seed, God, we call forth the harvest. We call forth the harvest, Isha Kandobosa. We thank you, Lord, that every need is met. Every bill is paid. We thank you for debt cancellation. Oh, Rabba Kandobosha Talabasa. We break the band of wickedness. Every stronghold, every stranglehold of debt and oppression. We break it, Ibe Kashandobosa. In the name of Jesus, the prosperity anointing rests upon each one on this call. The prosperity anointing flows from on touching everyone on this call. We decreed and declare the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. We bless Prophetess Barbara Tucker as she's in Australia. We bless the works of our hands. We bless her performances. We bless and prosper her, God. Anoint her, God. Give her the elevation and expansion. Expand her borders, we pray. God, as she continues to glorify you, you're going to continue to glorify her. We thank you, Lord, that our gifts is making room for her and bringing her before great men. Great men. Asha. Even kings and queens, Erabasa, and government officials. Oh, God, we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, I am just so grateful for all of you on the line. We just bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Now, you know you can text to give your seed. I tell you, I would not hang up without putting a seed in this anointed ground. Lay your gifts upon the altar and seal the deal. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And you know that Monday through Saturday, you can join Archbishop, our master prophet, for a 9 a.m. call, conference call, live teaching. Amen. And receive a prophetic word from the company of prophets. You know 12 noon is Pop Life Radio. Amen. The conference will be over on Monday. So the Prop Life Radio will be back on regular schedule. Amen. For the different shows that they're offering there. Amen. And you know at 8 p.m., Prophet Joshua, amen, the firstborn son of the Master Prophet. And Lady Deborah, you know he's coming forth with a powerful teaching. And I tell you, he ministered out of his soul.
amen, earlier today. And I tell you, he's going to be on fire even the more after this conference, because the power, amen, is flowing in this conference. And no one will leave this conference the same way they came. Amen. And you know, amen, that Book of the Month 4 is on the way. But guess what? We got some better news. Amen. Thus, our CD has been released tonight. Amen. And you want to help, amen, Archbishop, expand and spread the news and get this music out. You can receive, you can order 25 CDs and from wherever you are for $250, and amen, and help get the music out, amen, and bless, amen, someone in wherever you are on the globe, amen, wherever you are in the world. Bishop wants this music to be shared, amen, to shift the atmosphere, to release the prophetic sound into the world, amen. So you want to call 888-831-0434 and get your CDs, amen, in your hands, amen, and share that music with your ministers of music. Share that music with your family. Share that music, amen, with your enemy, amen, and watch God move by his Spirit, amen. Again, Book of the Month 4 is on the way. You want to sow your seeds, set up your pledge so you can begin sowing, so your tithing and your gifts can go towards the Book of the Month 4, which will cover the next conference in July. Amen. And more information will be forthcoming about the particulars of the next conference. But you want to make sure that your hotel stay and your food is covered, amen, for the next conference. So go ahead and set up Book of the Month 4, and you know that you will receive a book by the Master Prophet, a new publication that is not available anywhere else except via the Book of the Month Club. And we've already received a preview of the books that are coming forth, and you don't want to miss what God has in store for you, because you know the mysteries will be released unto you through these publications. Amen and amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry with our very own Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop Eben R. Jordan. If you have a prayer request, go to www.PastorDeborahJordan.com and submit your prayer request that we may cover you in prayer. People of God, it's not too late if you are in the New York Tri-State area. All roads lead to the Crown Plaza Hotel. 5 a.m., we're exercising, amen, with our very own Bishop Shema Womack. 5:45, we are in prayer with our very own Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and then we're back in service at 8 a.m. I mean, it's going down at the Crown. Amen. Company of Prophets, thank you for your stand tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness, and thank you for being a yes. Fledglings, I love you to life. You are the center of my joy. Thank you so much for joining us on the Midnight Cry. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. And we'll see you at the next Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Peace.
Amen. God bless you.